just right before I came on to record, I was getting back and forth with Eric Kahn, and he's so great. His podcast is phenomenal. It's called, I believe it's called the Hard Man Podcast. Anyways, look him up. He's on Facebook, Twitter, Eric Kahn, and or maybe Cone. No, it's Kahn. C-O-N-N is Kahn. You never say Cone, right? Yeah. He was actually on Reformed Jelical with A.D. Robles and myself. He's really good. Today, we have a giveaway I'm going to be talking to you about. We also are going to be talking about the racism that is in our country. I saw a media outlet promote this as good news. Searches for white-owned businesses are surging, and there's a graph. It breaks it down by bakeries and ice cream, coffee, doctors, boutiques, bookstores, restaurants. And this crazy fringe media site is promoting this as a good thing. In fact, on Yelp, 2.5 million searches for white-owned businesses, a 7,000% increase over a period last year. And it starts with some good news. That's how this article is being shared. Some good news. It's absolutely amazing. I was getting my eyes checked, getting a new prescription. And I was talking with the lady in the front, and we're just talking about the craziness of the times. And she was saying, no one could have thought this would happen. No one could have predicted 2020. And I told her, no, it's worse than that. It's not just that we couldn't predict this. If it was 2019 and you did predict this, if you predicted every single thing that we are going through right now, you would be in an insane asylum. You would be in the loony bin. You would be classified as someone who can't watch themselves, like Britney Spears. You would be insane to call up all this stuff. You would be insane to think that America can be where we are at right now. Absolutely insane. Hey, we're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Do you want to join us as we're proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life, as we are proclaiming the standard of truth to hold the racism, to hold the Marxist, to hold the modern theory and thought to? Are you looking to join in on this fight? Well, one way you can do that is go become a member. Go over to flfnetwork.com, become a member, and get a 15-ounce mug when you put in HGBT. Oh, I moved it. You can't even see the HGBT anymore. There you go. For you guys on YouTube, you can see the HGBT back there. 15-ounce mug, you'll get that. You get a Fight, Laugh, Feast t-shirt. Tons of content behind the paywall. Oh, my goodness. Paywall. And you will be supporting us to proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. And in addition to that, the next three people that sign up to become a member and put in HGBT that has never been a member before, the next three new members for the network, the Fight Laugh Feast Network, and put in HGBT in the memo field, or in the drop down, I think it is now, you will get the Buy What Standards DVD and the book. The first two people to do it will get this, the combination. They'll get the DVD and the book, Buy What Standard. There are sections of this written by Tom Askell, Vody Bachman, Tim Klein, Mark Copinger, Jared Longshore, Tom Nettles, and Chad Vegas. And man, oh, the book is phenomenal. Check it out. But you can also get it for free. So you get, if you sign up and are one of the first two, you're going to get the DVD, the book, the mug, the shirt, all for just becoming a member and supporting us, which you should be doing anyways and getting in the fight. Third place gets the DVD and the Blu-ray. So third place is pretty good too. But you definitely want to get that book. So go over there right now, flfnetwork.com, put in HGBT, get the mug, you can drink some coffee while you read your book, watch your DVD, watch your Blu-ray, and you get the shirt. I mean, you just got this all set up, and be blessed by it all. Be blessed by the content on the network. Be blessed by the book and the DVD, Buy What Standard. And if you bring it to the conference, I'm sure Chocolate Knox will autograph it for you. And who knows who else is going to be there. That is, oh, so fun. It's going to be great. All right. So let's get into this racism today. Absolutely amazing. And you might be saying, who in their right mind would put that and celebrate that? What media outlet would say that it's good news that people are searching for white-owned businesses and celebrating it, breaking it down by demographics, or I mean by different industries. Who would do that? Like, wouldn't they be crucified? Yes, they would. And in fact, they didn't do that. It was for black-owned businesses. Searches for black-owned businesses are surging, according to MarketWatch. Since George Floyd's death, 7,000%, 7,043%, 2.5 million searches for black businesses. And it's celebrated, it's lauded as a good thing because it's not for white people. Racism is rising in this country faster in my lifetime. Granted, I'm only, you know, in my mid-30s. But the racism is being celebrated. It's being elevated in a way that I would never have imagined. And if you're ever wondering if something is racist when you see something like searches for black-owned businesses are surging, you're like, that doesn't hit me quite right. Just replace it like I did. That's all you have to do. When you are wondering if something is racist or sexist, just replace it with men or replace it with white people or both white men. And you will see how racist people are becoming. And not just the fringe, just not the crazy crackpot in the mom's basement or in the trailer park or in the mountain Appalachians or wherever they are in the ghettos or in the inner cities, wherever racism exists, it can exist anywhere. But here in MarketWatch, a major blue check publication where I go often for market news, they are saying some good news. People are looking to discriminate based on the color of someone's skin. People are looking to favor one group of businesses over another. And then you might be saying, what? It's a free country. You can do whatever you want. You're right. I'm not saying the government should come in and regulate it. I'm not saying the government should come down and crack a lawsuit or injunction or something on MarketWatch either. They're more than free to do it. I'm just sitting back here and be like, man, you're supporting businesses based on race only. Like, that's the country you want to live in? That's what you want to support? That's where you want this to go? And it reminds me of the good old verse that Marcus Pittman from Law and Profits on the Fight Left Feast Network says a lot. And in fact, he says it pretty much on every show. The mercy of the wicked is cruel. Just as if a economy, just as if businesses, just as a country is not on the foundation of Christ, these things happen. The solutions to destruction, the solutions to chaos, the solutions to racism, the solution to all of the ills of society, the solutions to the problems in our businesses and our economy, when they are fixed with man-made solutions, they are cruel. They are evil. They are destructive. We are going backwards to segregation, which is going to go back to some forms of slavery, which is then going to go back to a split in the country and more likely a civil war. That's where we're heading to with some good news from MarketWatch. Do you want to live in that country? And see, this is the problem, is there's so many Christians who have no idea how to think about this. They have never thought this through. And that's what we need to do, because often I feel like I'm preaching to the choir, where a lot of people that are listening to this get it. They know what's going on. And you're probably just nodding in agreement. Yeah, like, yeah, man, I see this stuff. I know what's going on. Like, say something new. But what we need to do for those of us who get it, for those of us who see this and identify it as racism, we don't need to play that little trick where we can pretend they're white people or men instead of women, is that we need to be bold and call it out. We need to be educating first our base, quote unquote, which is our brothers and sisters in Christ, and how the gospel relates to this, how the gospel can solve these problems in our businesses, in our economy, in our politics, but then also then how to preach that to the world. Because we need to be preaching to the gospel, not just, hey, you know, your sins can be forgiven, come to Jesus, but hey, also the solutions to the problems you're seeing in this world are not in your worldview. They're not in your ideology. You don't have the tools in your toolbox to fix this. You're going to make it worse. So come to Jesus, get your forgiveness of sins, have your security and salvation, eternal life. But then let's apply the Bible and the gospel to these situations and let's fix them together through the work of the Holy Spirit. See, it needs to be a complete package, and no one's talking about it in the Christian church. At least most Christians aren't. They're having book clubs if you're Russell Moore. You're having race discussions. You're putting a whole black panel up talking about reparations. You're doing all of the things that's not going to help the situation. You're taking world solutions, world ideas, popular opinions from the world, and trying to make them look Christian, and it's going to lead to the same thing. But we need the gospel message and to say this is wrong, that we are all made in the image of God, and we need to repent of our partiality from black people, from white people, from Asian people, from Mexican people. All partiality needs to be repented of. We need to stop saying this stuff is good news and start coming up with gospel solutions. And as I am preaching to you, the choir, you need to be educating and talking about this with your family, with your church, with your neighbors, because that's the only way this is going to change. Because most of these people, Market Watch does not have a solution. Market Watch does not know how to fix this. They're indoctrinated. They're brainwashed. They're on the far left. They probably have an agenda. And they, if they want to fix the problem, maybe they think it's a problem. Maybe they don't. Maybe it's a power play. I don't know. But I know they don't have the solution. And Christians do. The gospel does. See, we always talked about, at least for me, not growing up in Reformed circles, definitely talked about how there is not just eternal life longevity wise, like a number, an infinity sign, but it's also a quality of life. So too with that quality of life, there's a standard to be upheld to have that quality of life. And if you don't have the gospel, you don't have that quality of life. You don't have that standard of joy, that life-giving, overwhelming fountain of joy. And so the world needs that too. And the world's hungry for that. But they come up and they say stupid, foolish things like good news. People are searching for businesses based on race, based on skin color. This is terrible. And I was thinking about this article, and I was like, man, I miss the country we used to have. But you know what? I grew up in the 80s. The country that I want or missed, I never knew. I don't love this country. I love the ideas that I was told it was once upon a time. I love this country for what I thought it was based on biblical principles of freedom, private property, responsibility, that you were treating people as image bearers of God. I have never seen that in my life. And that's so sad. The things that I'm experiencing more are the segregation in the 60s, in the 70s, not where we started with the founders of this country in the 1770s, the 1780s. And the only way that we're ever going to see that in our lifetime is if we preach the gospel and we do it not just in this ambiguous way, but where we say, Market Watch, you need to repent. Because this is not the solution to whatever racism, systemic racism you think exists. This is not going to help black people. This is not going to help anyone in this country. This is poison. This is death. But let's show you the greater way now. Let's go look at what God says. Because we do have a solution, guys. We can fix this. It's right here. It's in a book. We can actually fix the man's heart because we have the power. We have the manual and we have the ability through the Holy Spirit. And I don't hear enough Christians in any kind of leadership, in any kind of publications talking about this. I don't hear enough. I hear our team on the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network, Moscow, Jeff Durbin, Apologia, Founders Ministry, a few others. I don't hear enough. I definitely don't hear enough in the establishment of the Christian circles. I see them going on interviews, talking it up, yupping it up. Not once do I hear the gospel. I see the YouTubes, the articles, the blogs, not once talking about the gospel in all of this. I'm seeing Marxism. I'm seeing the world's language mimicked and regurgitated back to them. And it's not going to save. We're going to get more solutions like this. We're going to get more celebrations of this. These racist searches, these racist solutions. And it's going to lead to destruction. I'm just going to leave it there. So be bold. Make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey all that the Lord has commanded. We have to do that. And we haven't been doing that. And so no one knows what to do in the church. But it's not too late, because there's always a remnant. And praise God for that. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.